1 to 3 with Christy D, the midday show with flavour. Thanks to Smash and Fry, open daily from 12 across from the library on Duke Street.
Christy with you through till 3pm. A little bit later, we'll be hearing about our charity of the week, Sea Cadets Isle of Man. And we've got a different charity next week. In fact, we've got two charities next week, and that is because it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We'll be hearing next week all about Isle of Man Breast Care and Breast Cancer Now, volunteering in the Isle of Man. But we couldn't pass up the opportunity of celebrating the event that both of the charities are involved with and have been for some years now. So I've got the ladies back in again before next week even to tell us all about Fashion for Life, which is back again. We're very excited about it. It's the biannual event. So we've got Angie out with us from Breast Cancer Now, volunteering in the Isle of Man. We've got Sharon Madrill with us from Isle of Man Breast Care. And the one, the only, Dot Tilbury!
Yay!
Fast am I to you all.
Fast am I.
How are we?
Thank you.
Yeah, how's,
good
how,
am I you.
Good am I you, exactly. Thank you very much, everybody. How were all the plans going then, so far?
We're full at it at the moment, aren't we? Rehearsals are flat out. That's the models and the dancers and the singers and the comedy.
she looks to Dot. The comedy. Is that essentially what you are, the comedy?
Well, yes, that's what's hoped for on the night. Oh, no. Sonia Callan is the lady who's in charge, and she's putting us all through the paces. And there's some fabulous acts. We've got just brilliant people who appear at the Gaiety regularly, David Artis, etc., Gary Chattel, and all the people that
are
wonderful, and dancers, and everything. I could go on naming them. But Sonia puts us through all our paces, and there's quite a few comedy numbers. So I'll be doing a few turns. So it's going to be a great night, and it always is, and the crowd's always great and supportive,
isn't
and everything
it, though?
Yeah.
Is it, do you have multiple costume changes, Dr. Tilbury?
Multiple costume changes.
Glad to hear it. It wouldn't be the same without it. And that's the thing, isn't it? Because at the end of the day, it is all about fashion. And Angie will hear a little bit more about this next week. But this is fashion from Marks and Spencer's, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And they've been with us from the very beginning. You know, they're so supportive. They put up with 29 models coming in to choose their clothes and, you know, perhaps sort of saying, I'm not wearing that. I'll look terrible in that. You know, they're so good. They're so helpful. And a little bit difficult this year because the range of clothing that's in the store at the moment is smaller because of obviously the changeover in the foods. So we're having to work around that. But the girls are great. All the models, the girls, and we have Bruno as well, who's making an appearance. They're all working very hard to get their steps right on that catwalk.
Oh,
so
fantastic.
Nobody falls off.
No one will fall off. And Sharon, you've been involved in this from the very, very beginning. How has it sort of changed over the years?
More and more. I checked up and I think for the first one, we had 12 models. And that was 2005. And I've probably mentioned this before, that we started being at the Villa because of Dottie.
Oh, yes.
I suggested to Dottie that it would be a good idea to have breast cancer patients modelling to celebrate life after breast cancer and, you know, maybe in a, what's the biggest church hall on the island? And she said, oh, for goodness sake, just go to the Villa.
You know. Well, she had Marks and Spencer's and the Braid Hall, you get a good crowd in, but it's not like the Villa.
No, you need a big space to showcase all the fabulous clothing, don't you?
Bite the bullet.
Was it partly as well because you wanted a big space to showcase your own talents, Dot?
Not at all. Not at all. You know, because we didn't know how it was going to look at that point.
Yeah.
And then it all evolved, you know. We got Sonia involved and that was...
That's because it is, I mean, it's described as sort of a cabaret night, isn't it? Because it's all about entertainment, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Mm. Yeah. We've got a live band playing all night. That's David Holland's Totally 80s band, which is just fantastic, and playing some great legend music. So that's
everyone loves the 80s as well, don't they? It's such a good era. And Sharon, it is quite moving as well, isn't it? Because as you mentioned, it is those that have been diagnosed, that have come through treatment, and you know, to see them up there on the catwalk, when especially when it's someone that you know, that you love, your friends, your family. I mean, it's quite an emotional event, isn't it?
It is. And a couple of the girls from the hospital come every year, and I remember the first time they came. She said it was very moving for us because we've seen all the girls come and go through. She said we felt like very proud parents sitting there.
Oh, I love that.
And it is, it's a big deal to come out the other end and to be up there. And, you know, the confidence is often knocked when you've had breast cancer, as you can imagine. And to be able to stand up there, because I was absolutely petrified. And everybody is, some have got more confidence than others, but it's just amazing. Once you step out there, you know, shaky, and then you hear the cheers and the night just goes like that, goes so quick that you think, oh, can we do it again?
You know what, considering what some of you've been through as well, I mean, to get up on a stage is nothing, to be honest, is it? Because, you know, you've gone through some big challenges and, you know, but don't, when it comes down to it, as Sharon's just alluded to, these are not people that are regulars to the stage, and it is quite scary getting up at the Villa, isn't it?
Oh, it is. I remember the first time Chrissie Wilde asked me to appear in the panto at the Gaiety, and I said, oh no, I don't do the Gaiety and everything. She said, oh well, I think you can. And that was my first introduction, because it was just sort of a million miles away. And the first night, you know, you're sort of really scared, but then it sort of becomes, you know, you've got to try and own the stage, and it all happened.
Now it's like second home, isn't it?
It is. The Gaiety is wonderful, and the Villa, that, you know, it's probably the best night ever at the Villa, with all the atmosphere and everybody's out for a good time. And you know, the entertainment is going to be fantastic. And, of course, I'm the old lady now.
Oh, shush, you're not.
The old lady off the stage. And, of course, these young dancers, they go and Gail, our dance instructor, she does goes and she goes diddly-diddly-diddly, and they're all, and she explains it. And then they just do it straight away.
And they remember it. How do they
remember it?
I know.
And he's me now, and I'm still trying to get the steps right. And you used to think, oh, I'm glad I'm not old. And, you know, because Jeff Corkish never got a step right in his whole life.
It was half the fun of it, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Well, listen, we're going to chat more about the night itself and find out what we can expect from the night and what you can win, and also more important information that you might need in a few minutes. But, Dot, I asked all of you what music you might want to put on. You've picked a song which is absolutely perfect to celebrate Fashion for Life. Tell us what you've picked and why.
Marvin Gaye.
I heard it through the grapevine. And there's a little story to it as well, isn't there?
There is. When I left school, I went to London to work. I didn't go to work in Harrods, but I went to stay with an aunt of mine who had been a dancer in some dodgy nightclub. And my mother had unrooted her from somewhere. And so I wrote to her and said, can I come and stay with you? So I did. And she said, oh, they're looking for people in Harrods for Christmas. So I got a job in Harrods toy department. And after Christmas, I went back and they had this fashion show. And it was just out of this world, because the models were coming on stage to all the music of the time. And this record came on, and of course they had a fabulous PA, because usually, yeah, I have my Donzette record player, but the music just came on, and I thought that's... And it's been my favourite record ever since.
Oh, well, it's such a perfect choice for today. We'll find out more about the Fashion for Life event, which is October the 24th, from the ladies after this. What a gorgeous song. Thanks for choosing it, Dot. What a perfect choice that Dot Tilbury suggested. And it, of course, it links as well to fashion shows. If you missed it, the story about Harrods we were just hearing there from Dot. And we're talking all about the Fashion for Life event, which is back October the 24th. Not far off now. Not many tickets left. We'll come to that in a moment. But Angie Eyre, you're saying, I mean, Marvin Gaye's a bit of a legend in himself. And that's the theme, isn't it, for this year?
Yes, it is. It's all the legends music. So we'll have... Whitney Houston, Madonna, Elvis, Tom Jones, Mick Jagger, David Bowie, all sorts of fantastic music. So that's going to be on all night, and the live band are on stage all night.
Playing so all of that.
We're looking forward
which
to
is great. And of course, it always falls at this time of year because it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And as I said, we'll have both of your charities on next week as the charities of the week. We'll find out much more about what you do. But you've been out and about this past weekend, haven't you?
Yes, Storm Amy did not stop us.
Well done.
We still got out there. We were still not shaking our buckets because you're not allowed to do that anymore. But we were out with our buckets in Strand Street, and we took the stall into the Strand Shopping Centre, so we had a bit of cover for all our goodies and cakes and things. But we were raising awareness that October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, although we need to be aware every month. But, you know, particularly now, it's about touch, look, check yourself. If it doesn't feel right, if it doesn't look right, get to your GP and be referred. So that message is really strong.
And because the sooner you get checked, the better. And actually, as we'll hear more about next week, I mean, the prognosis now is entirely different to what it used to be, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. In the 1990s, one in seven people died of breast cancer. Today, it's one in 20.
Wow.
And that's down to early detection, people being more breast aware, better treatments, people are surviving it, you know, these diseases much longer. And you know, our aim for our charity is by 2050, anyone who develops breast cancer will live and live well.
And you know what? You're all perfect examples of that. And Sharon, I mean, that's one of the things that this event, Fashion for Life, is all about, isn't it? It's celebrating that and also raising funds for charity like yours.
Yes, absolutely. We were registered as a charity in 1997, and I'd been diagnosed two years by then, so I'm 30 years clear now, fingers crossed. And so at the time when we decided to have the fashion show, there was a lot in the press about people that sadly passed away from it. Nothing about the people that survived it and come out the other end. So that was one of the reasons why we started the fashion show, because it is, you know, when you're a survivor, it doesn't ever leave you. It's always a little gremlin on your shoulder. Like, you know, I still go for my 2 yearly mammograms, and when that letter drops on the mat, I'm still, you know, when I open it, I get a bit choked now. You know, it's just always there. Mm-hmm. So showing in the fashion show that, you know, it's, you come out the other end and you carry on regardless. You know, it's just a great feeling. Still be alive.
Exactly. And that, again, is what this event is celebrating as well, Dot, isn't it? And I mentioned there's not many tickets left, but there are a few, aren't there? And some special tickets left too.
Oh, yes, some cocktail tickets. Now, these are £30 each, and they include a seat on the lower balconies either side of the catwalk. And you go for pre-cocktail drinks up in the little room in the Villa Marina. So there's 145, I think, but there's about 20 left. So if anybody's out there and wants some tickets, my number is 480-636. And we're doing the tickets tomorrow, so get your name down quick.
Yeah, so October 24th, get yourselves one of these special tickets. I just want to ask you, what is this behind you, Dot?
Oh, well, I crocheted
this. We'll show a video later.
Last night.
You crocheted it.
Dot, your nose is growing.
Angie.
Yeah, so last year, lots of ladies on the Isle of Man crocheted beautiful flowers in all sorts of shades of pink and white for us. And last year we had a 14-foot pink ribbon up in Marks and Spencer's, which these ladies had created. It's stunning. Unfortunately, we couldn't get it up in Marksies this year because they're changing the store around. But with some of the leftover ones, one of our lovely ladies, Julie, made this beautiful pink ribbon and covered it in the pink flowers. It's stunning, isn't it?
It is fabulous. I think, I mean, can you just put it on for a minute, Dot? Go on.
I will.
Go on. Don it like one of the horse tram horses, as you mentioned earlier.
Horse tram horses.
It looks beautiful. It's lovely
like
on you.
A TT winner.
Yeah. You do look like a TT winner.
John McGuinness.
We should probably change that to something else for today, but I won't because, you know, we're on air. TT sounds like something else.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
It is beautiful. It looks really lovely on you, Dot. And do you know what? I have to come back to that because actually one of the times you were in here, you weren't wearing that round your neck. You and our Jeff had feather boas on. You were in here. Oh, you were falling off tables and all sorts, weren't you? That video of Jeff falling off the desk here is just, isn't it, still funny? And obviously, this year is going to be something of a celebration and tribute to our Jeff as well, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, we Jeff departed, and it's been very, very sad, but he wouldn't want us to be sad.
No.
He'd want us to have a wonderful night. So I'm like you now. I want you all to come along, because we're going to try and do him proud. I know, listen, they're all crying. All to come along, and it is going to be a great night, and everybody is pulling together, the dancers and all the wonderful entertainers we have over here. And I'm doing one or two things. So allow me some rope, because I'm still trying to learn words. I'm driving Sonia mad. And so I might have them written up my arm and down my leg. But there's some good little acts coming on, and I hope you'll enjoy them. So get yourself down to the Villa and get some tickets, or give me a ring on 480-636 if you want cocktail tickets.
It's going to be brilliant.
It'll just be a great night, as usual.
It will. And we should say as well, just a quick shout, because obviously this weekend is the Festival of Choirs, which was Jeff's baby as well, wasn't it?
Oh, yes, absolutely. This weekend coming up, it's the Festival of Choirs. And if anybody likes sort of choral singing and all the things are associated with choirs, it's just an absolutely fantastic event at the Villa Marina. And all his family is still involved. So go down to support them. And I think it's about £12 a ticket for all day. I could be wrong, but I'm sure it is. So please go down and support all Jeff's efforts. Sadly, he didn't make it to the choir festival. But if we all go down, I'm sure he'll get the message wherever he is now.
Oh, totally. He'll be singing along, won't
he? He will, indeed.
So there you go. People say there's nothing happening on the Isle of Man, and there's two fabulous events that you can take yourselves to just in the next couple of weeks. Brilliant stuff.
So I encourage everybody to get off their phones.
Yep.
Go down for live entertainment this Saturday at the choir festival, and then on the 24th of October at the Breast Cancer Fashion Show with Marks and Spencers. And there's loads more going on everywhere.
There is.
But just go outside the door.
Quite right,
instead
too.
Instead of, you know, have a conversation. And sometimes I'd look round and I think they're all on the phones. Nobody's talked to anybody. So please do that.
Yes.
And you might enjoy it.
Exactly. Good for the soul, all of this, isn't it? It really is. Well, you three are good for the soul. Thank you so much for being in the studio today. And next week, find out plenty more about the two charities. You'll both be Charities of the Week next week. As ever, thank you. Guramayu.
Guramayu.
Azheem Shu. See you all soon.
1 to 3 with Christy D, the flavour of your afternoon. Thanks to Smash and Fry, Duke Street, Douglas. Open 12 till 10 daily.